Senator Ron Johnson is about to take over as chair of the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee. The first-term Republican says during last night's speech, President Obama should have just focused on improving border security and helping highly skilled immigrants stay in the U.S., and not eased deportation concerns for about 4 million undocumented residents.
It's going to make it more difficult for me as the incoming chairman of Homeland Security to craft the types of bills that I want to, you know, I want to solve this problem. But he's just made that task all that more difficult, so it's very unfortunate.
Another Wisconsin Republican, Paul Ryan, incoming chair of the House Ways and Means Committee, says the president has poisoned the well on what should be a bipartisan effort on immigration. That's not how a coalition of groups that spoke today at Milwaukee City Hall sees it. Anna Garcia Ashley is with the Gamaliel Network, a community and faith organization. She says President Obama did not stop the political process.
I don't think that anybody can convince me that helping 4 million people can stop Johnson and Ryan from going to Washington and doing their job. I say do your job. Do your job. And if there's anybody stopping you from doing your job, come to us.
The League of United Latin American Citizens says there were plenty of border security improvements in a bipartisan bill passed last year by the Senate, but that never made it through the GOP-controlled House. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.
This is Maureen McCollum in Sparta. A group of Mexican immigrants gathered this morning at Lugar de Reunion, a Hispanic resource center. The immigration statuses vary within the group, and so does the work they do. In southwest Wisconsin, a number of dairy farms and meat processing facilities rely heavily on immigrant work. Sitting on a leather couch near the entryway is Ramiro, who does not want to give his last name because he's an undocumented immigrant. He works 7 days a week, day and night, at a dairy farm in the Sparta area.
I am milking cows, I clean the cows, I feed it, and I wash the machines, and whatever she needs for.
Ramiro says it's hard work that many Americans don't want to do. He moved to Wisconsin from Mexico City for the job 15 years ago, looking for a better life.
And I'm looking for a chance that me I can get my papers in here because I'm a good person, hard worker.
Under President Obama's executive action on immigration, millions of deportations will be waived for a few years for parents who have been in the country for more than 5 years and who have children who are U.S. citizens. Ramiro fits these standards. He has a 7-year-old son who was born here, but he's still skeptical that the protections will apply to him. Lugar de Reunion director Alfonso Sanchez says President Obama's actions are a great start and may help some immigrants living in the area, but not enough.
A lot of people work here hard, but they are single. And I know a lot of people is good people, hard workers. And right now they don't have any inclusion in this proposal.
At this point, there are no applications for immigrants to fill out if they think they qualify for deportation protections. U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services will roll out more specific information in coming months and suggests people can start gathering identification and residency documents. Alfonso Sanchez is the director of Lugar de Reunion in Sparta, a Hispanic resource center. He says their work will begin soon.
We'll start to work more with immigration attorneys and people who can help us to give information or provide resources for the Hispanic community.
Tomorrow in Milwaukee, the group Voces de la Frontera is hosting a community forum to talk about the actions and what they mean. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.